You want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Man Warrior King podcast. I am your host, Matt Halleck, and I am... guys, this episode is going to be... just some more honest, raw stuff, all right? I think there's a time for things that are less raw, that, you know, there's an actual, an actual message to be had, to be shared, to, you know, that isn't quite as personal. And then there's a time to just be real, all right? Because when we are... listening in to people, following people, when we are reading their books, when we are listening to their podcasts, watching their videos, we build these assumptions about a person based on the part of them that they are putting out into the world for the public consumption. We tend to fill in all these blanks and we play the comparison game and we think, well, they have this and I don't. They are good and I'm bad. They are better than me some way or somehow. And just because I'm teaching stuff and just because I'm preaching stuff and sharing stuff and writing stuff, it doesn't mean that I have got it all figured out, and I don't. If I'm being 100% honest with you, I do not have it all figured out. In fact, my life, at times, it feels like a mess. Not everything all at once. But, for example, I'm recording this podcast episode for you in my laundry room slash storage room slash tool shed slash whatever else. And I have a blue curtain behind me so that you can't see all of the shelves of laundry room garage type of stuff. Not super impressive. And I live in a 700 square foot house. Not super impressive by the world standards. But you know what? If I'm going to be doing this, then you better know the truth. And the truth is that the 700 square foot house costs way more than it ever should because we live in California on the coast. And it is a victory for me and my wife and our family to even be in this place, which we have had to fight and scrape and struggle to keep a hold of it under heavy attack all along the way. My third daughter was recently born 4 months ago, and on 100% honesty there, I am a far different man than I was when my first two daughters were born. I was so thankful at how I had seen how her birth proved to me growth that I have been in over these years, and I am so much more of a man now than I was before. And also, these last few months have been some months where my wife and I have been really going to the mattresses, going just hammering things out. And because I teach you about marriage and I preach about marriage, it doesn't mean that mine is like without bumps. It doesn't mean that we don't have conflict, because we do. But I will say that now our conflict is better than it's ever been. And I'm still have a long way to go in it becoming even better. I have a long way to go in my growth to become the full measure, the full stature of Christ that we're called to become more masculine, to become more of a kingdom man, a man of dominion, a man of principle, of identity, a man on mission. But it doesn't mean that where I'm at now is in the mud and the mire and the place of feeling like I'm worthless and like I'm a piece of scum. That just isn't the case. See, I think one of the marks of maturity in a man who's growing in the kingdom is that he learns to be okay where he's not okay. He learns to accept who he is, how he is at the current moment, while understanding that that is not his end, while having a holy hunger, a fire, to continually become more and more like Jesus, to continually grow in excellence, but to embrace who he is now. So, you guys, this podcast is me taking imperfect action and doing the thing or things that God has told me to do, even though I don't really know what the heck I'm doing. Even though I don't know how to make, to build a business out of this. Now, I feel like I could come at you, and it might be a lot more impressive to come at you with, hey, I am a freaking rock star, and anything I touch turns to gold. You don't know how to build a business? I'll teach you how to build a business, because a man should have a business. A man needs to know how to create. I'm getting into Godfather voice. That might be far more impressive, and there are men out there who can tell you that, and I'm sorry, I just can't. But what I can tell you is how to grow to become a kingdom man of dominion who overcomes challenge and obstacle, who moves from a place of disconnect and disunity with his wife into a place of more passion and better intimacy than I've ever known before. I'm so thankful for her. I can tell you how to get from a place of waking up feeling like you are just the biggest screw up and feeling like you're overwhelmed with depression and worthless thoughts and anxiety and whatever. And like you're the victim of life. I can tell you how to get from that to a place of inner strength and fortitude so that you can begin to imprint the world around you with the kingdom that's been put inside of you and leave your mark as a man. And you're catching me while I'm in process doing that myself. You're catching me while I'm figuring out how to take this thing inside of me and make a mark in the world out there. So I've been working on building funnels. Okay, not only do I do this, but I also am a youth life mentor. I'm a youth coach. I teach SAT classes, ACT classes. I teach kids how to write a powerful, life-changing college essay. I've built so many relationships with high schoolers on the kingdom level in the spiritual realm, teaching them how to pray for people to be healed and watch it actually happen. preaching at churches and inviting kids, and they like, yes, we're coming, and they're inviting their families too. These are high school kids that, you know, a lot of people have a hard time gaining the respect of. But I'm good at that stuff. I'm good at preaching. Whenever I preach, the churches usually love it. I'm not trying to brag. That's just how it works usually. Same with when I teach. What I'm not that good at the moment that I'm working on is building a business. What I'm not that good at is creating a steady stream of income for my family. We've been going through feast and famine, times of not knowing how we're going to pay rent next month. So I've been building funnels to try to run Facebook ads, to go to the funnels and offer my book and things like that, and follow up with higher coaching offers and things. And it's hard. And I think some of what I've been doing hasn't actually been true to the calling that God's put on me to do when I've been doing that. I'm not saying that that is actually not his calling for me. Maybe it is, but I have been obsessing with those things lately to the point where it's been hard for me to do anything else with my day. And I haven't actually been creating any free content. I haven't been podcasting. I haven't been recording YouTube videos. I haven't been writing emails in my email newsletter. And I don't think that's kingdom. I think that's panic. I think it's frantic. I think it's immature. I don't think we are allowed. I don't think it's legal for men following Jesus as their king to obsess over something unless it's Jesus, unless it's the Holy Spirit, unless it's God himself. In the entrepreneur world, you hear a lot of people talk about the hustle. You hear a lot of people talk about, well, you're going to have to grind a bit. You're going to have to put in some 12 and 14 hour days. And I understand, because I'm all about being a man of action and taking action and getting things done and doing them well and not sitting around being passive waiting on things to happen. But I think we are meant, I think we're called into a different level. I think we're called to take action from a place of rest and health and unobsession. Because whatever we obsess about, we elevate to be higher than Jesus. And I'll be the first to tell you that that is a recipe for toxicity in a marriage. You obsess about your wife, you obsess about the state of your marriage, you obsess about the pain in your marriage, you obsess about what you want more of in your marriage. It's a recipe for toxicity, and it ain't no good. So what if we're obsessing about health? What if we're obsessing about money? What if we're obsessing about getting a house? What if we are obsessing about these things and we are de-elevating, de-escalating, whatever you want to call it, removing Jesus from his place as king? I don't know, guys. I don't think that's good. And I think a sign that I've been doing that is that I have not been consistent with this podcast. I've not been consistent with YouTube, and I've not been consistent with an email newsletter for you guys. And this is not a confession. This is not an apology. It's nothing like that. This is just me being raw and letting you in on the reality of where I'm at in life. So, and I'm kind of preaching to myself. I think I'm ready for a change, and I think I'm ready to step back into a place of faith, because I don't know if you know this, but we can step in and out of faith in a moment. That's for somebody out there. That right there was for somebody out there. We can step in and out of faith in a single moment. And then the responsibility is ours to fight that good fight of faith. See, your responsibility, first and foremost, is to fight the good fight of faith, which means, what is the truth of God? What is it that He declares to be true? And then the fight is to continue to align myself with it, to make my allegiance with it, to confess it, to say, this is what I will live by and what I will believe, not this. And that's proven in our actions, isn't it? Interesting, gentlemen. I hope this episode helps somebody out there. Maybe it was just meant to help me. I don't know. But I know this. You are good men. You are loved. You are honored. And I am honored to run with you. And don't forget, I got the book, The DNA of a Man, right here for you. Grab it. I think it'll change your life. Continues to change mine even after I've written it. Bless you, brother. Peace. This is Matt Halleck, signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.